Paul LaRue. Paul LaRue, the son of Moisey LaRue and Sophie Pichette, was born in the Jackfish Lake area on November 7, 1887. He came from a family of 15, 7 girls and 8 boys. At the age of 18, he took a homestead in the area, but in 1914, the war broke out, so he rented his farm and joined the 32nd Infantry Battalion, then called the Little Black Devils, which are now the Winnipeg Rifles, and was sent overseas on December 18, 1914. He was sent to the battlefront in France, and on April 17, 1917, he was reported missing in action at the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Later, he was found in an Army base hospital. He had been wounded in the right shoulder and spent almost a year in an Army hospital in London, England, before being sent home. The wound to his shoulder left him partially disabled for life. He was discharged Guillotine honors at Regina, Saskatchewan, on January 31, 1918. On July 30, 1918, Paul wed Beatrice Hode, whom he had been engaged to. Beatrice was born December 6, 1893, daughter of Desire Hode and of Alphonsine Fortier of Laurierville, Quebec, a family of 7 girls and 4 boys. In 1910, the demand for school teachers in Saskatchewan took Beatrice and her sister, Marie Aime, out west to the southern part of Saskatchewan, where they both taught school. Later on, a new school district was opened in the Jackfish Lake area, called the Ness School District. Beatrice was offered the job of head school teacher, which she accepted at a large salary of $60 a month. Paul returned to his homestead after being discharged from the army, but crippled as he was, he could not work the farm as he should have. Those were the horse and wagon days, and you needed both hands and arms, so he sold his land and applied through the Department of Veterans Affairs for a job with the Department of Indian Affairs. He was accepted and sent to the Red Pheasant Indian Reservation as a farm instructor. He remained there until 1927, when he moved to St. Paul, then to Lesser Slave Lake Agency at Driftpile, Alberta, as Indian agent. His new territory included all the Indian bands from a line 100 miles north of Edmonton, up and into parts of the Northwest Territories, to west into the northeastern portion of British Columbia, and across to the Saskatchewan border, a vast area for that time of the century. The only way most of that far northern part of the territory could be covered was by horseback, pack horses, wagons, and riverboats. It took 2 months of traveling. This was to cover the northern half of the area to pay treaty money to all the Indians once every summer. They had to be forewarned of the date, so the different bands could gather at specified locations to receive their treaty money. They were all paid in $1 bills because the Indians did not understand any other denominations and would not accept any others for many years. By 1933 and 1934, Paul began to do his traveling by using small single-engine planes and flew all across the North Country with such famous bush pilots as Wap May, Punch Dickens, Stan McConaughey, and many others, including Archie MacMillan, who later became president of Canadian Pacific Airline. Not to mention in all the miles flown over the years, as Indian agent, Paul and the pilots that flew him around had many close calls and harrowing experiences. There were many mercy flights to Indians in the far north in the winter months to drop supplies and medical supplies because they were starving. Sometimes they managed to land in small clearings and get out by the skin of their teeth. That was what made these pilots so great. Paul retired from the Indian Affairs Department in the fall of 1945 after 15 years with the Lesser Slave Lake Agency. He moved to his mink ranch at Jussard, Alberta, which also is on the shores of Lesser Slave Lake. Here he raised mink and operated a small general store and bus stop. In 1955, he sold his property and bought a home in Edmonton for he and Beatrice to live out their retirement years. Mother was killed in a freak car and tanker collision, June 18, 1960, at Connors Ferry in Idaho, USA. She was buried in Edmonton in the Holy Cross Cemetery, St. Albert Trail. Paul passed away 4 years later, on April 5, 1964, at the age of 77 years. He was laid to rest next to his wife, Beatrice.